AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The Federal Reserve is redefining the unemployment range it considers acceptable. That shift is a big reason many analysts think the Fed has, in effect, postponed the date when it will start raising the short-term interest rate it controls. Economist Stuart Hoffman.
They're not saying they're, you know, impatient forever, but they're not saying they're in a hurry. So I think the markets are viewing this as saying the Fed is still on the sideline for the next couple of months at a minimum.
Many now expect the Fed to start raising rates in September or even later after having previously predicted June. Investors welcome the possibility of lower rates for longer, sending the Dow Industrials up 227 points. A battle between GOP defense hawks and fiscal conservatives prompted the GOP chairman of the House Budget Committee late Wednesday to delay a vote on his party's budget blueprint. Congressman Tom Price called off the vote on a move by GOP leaders to loosen restrictions on using war funding to skirt tight limits on the Pentagon budget. Defense Secretary Ash Carter told the House Armed Services Committee that Pentagon budget cuts would make the nation less secure.
Sequestration threatens our military's readiness. It threatens the size of our warfighting forces, the capabilities of our air and naval fleets, and ultimately the lives of our men and women in uniform.
Mesa, Arizona is trying to get back to normal after a rampage Wednesday that left one person dead and five wounded. Resident Vinnie Carbone saw one of the victims outside a nearby motel.
I just saw a lady out there, like, leaning up on a chair in front of the hotels, and it looked, you know, she had a bullet hole in the side.
The suspect in the shootings was taken into custody after officers spotted him on an apartment balcony and shocked him with a stun gun. Navy SEAL killed in Southern California when his parachute malfunctioned during training. This is AP Radio News. An affidavit shows an L.A. Police Department analyst error delaying linking real estate heir Robert Durst to a murder.
A warrant released Wednesday shows authorities in Los Angeles focused on millionaire Robert Durst's handwriting in 2001 after receiving a note tipping them off to the death of his friend Susan Berman. But an erroneous handwriting analysis pointed them in another direction. That analysis, saying it was highly probable the note was written by Berman's manager and friend Niall Brenner, was rubber-stamped by a supervisor. A later analysis in June 2003 concluded handwriting on the note and an envelope was likely Durst's. Durst was arrested in New Orleans over the weekend, and he's been charged with murder in California for the December 2000 shooting death of Berman. I'm Mike Rossio.
Severe thunderstorm warnings and flash flood warnings have been issued for parts of Los Angeles County as a fierce and fast-moving storm cluster passes through the area. Potentially dangerous hail up to an inch wide is hitting northern L.A. County. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.